Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee announced that presidential candidate Donald Trump's trial in Fulton County, Georgia, will be televised. Trump's alleged election interference trial will be live-streamed on YouTube. McAfee wrote in a court order yesterday that using cell phone and laptops will not disrupt the administration of justice. Georgia law considers cameras inside the courtroom central to transparency. A Missouri judge has ruled an 84-year-old homeowner who shot a teenager, Ralph Yarl, after he mistakenly rang the doorbell at the wrong house, must stand trial. Andrew Lester's arraignment is scheduled for September 20th, following the preliminary hearing on the April 13th shooting in Kansas City, Missouri. The incident left Yarl hospitalized with injuries to his head and arm. Prosecutors are pushing a racial component to the case. Lester pleaded not guilty earlier this month to charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action, and says he was acting in self-defense. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, freezing up in the middle of public appearances, has two doctors making visual assessments as to why this is happening. Dr. Mark Siegel, a physician affiliated with New York University, suggested that the Republican senator was suffering from Parkinson's disease. Neurosurgeon Dr. Sanjay Gupta had a similar theory for McConnell's difficulties on CNN.
Seems to be something that is really ongoing. Someone who has a Parkinsonian-like condition, for example, whose medications are wearing off.
McConnell's people say he will visit the doctor on this issue. Justice Clarence Thomas reported three trips last year on private jets provided by Dallas billionaire Harlan Crow, including a week-long vacation to the real estate mogul's upstate New York estate. The first such trips Thomas has disclosed since joining the court in 1991. USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The nation's airports are expected to see over 14 million people pass through them this Labor Day weekend.
The TSA is bracing for a high volume of travelers from the weekend through Wednesday. It's projected to be the busiest travel day with nearly 3 million people passing through security checkpoints. I'm Dave Collins.
New federal leases for wind turbines in the Gulf of Mexico are not attracting much interest from investors.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management wrapped up auctions this week for three lease areas off the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Texas. Only one of those sites attracted any interest at all, and only two bids came in for that lease site. Inflation, supply chain issues, sudden calm winds, and hurricane threats in the Gulf all combined to lessen investor interest. Still, the single off-sea wind farm bid is expected to power over 430,000 U.S. homes and create hundreds of jobs. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Two young men claiming to be 19-year-old Cuban nationals accused unspecified Russian scammers of using a fake construction job offer to deceive them into fighting in Ukraine. In a video that surfaced this week, the two added their request to be deported home have been met with threats of up to 30 years in prison. Journalist Juan Manuel Chao of the Miami-based America TV confirmed the authenticity of the young men's stories, identifying the two as Alex Diaz of Central Santa Clara and Andorf Garcia of Havana. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here. Well, our GDP adjusted down. It reminds me of the Obama years. Remember, every number they gave us always had to be adjusted in the wrong direction. Gave us a high number, came with an asterisk, or at least after a while we started just mentally assigning an asterisk to any number that we were getting from the government. And so here we are, deja vu one more time again. Job numbers are up in the wrong direction. An Obama-appointed judge rejects the 14th Amendment in West Palm Beach to keep Trump off the ballot in Florida. And Joe Biden can't get out of his own way, whether it's Maui or the two-year anniversary of the disastrous Afghan exit. With us right now is Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and the first female partner of Wertheim and Company. She's a glass ceiling breaker, and she's here right now. Liz, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, so what do you make of these adjusted numbers? You know, the GDP going down. You know, they were higher than you know, Barack Obama had said that our country would ever get anyway, being at 2.4, and now got adjusted to 2.1. So.
Well, I think, yes, I think it is not surprising that almost all the adjustments have been negative, by the way, not just in GDP, but also in job creation. There
exactly.
have been hundreds of thousands of jobs lost, in a sense, via revisions in the last month or two. And it is interesting that the government has made absolutely no bones about this at all. They just sort of tossed that out. Well, you know, instead of this number in May is actually 231,000 less, et cetera. So Americans are not fooled. They know the economy is slipping gradually towards a possible recession. They know that the jobs market is cooling. We had a jobs jobs number this morning, 187,000 added, which is not terrible to be sure, but it's certainly a lot less than the average of over 250 for the last several months. So, look, I think that this administration, the reason Joe Biden's going to Alaska instead of being front and center on 9/11, which
9/11,
is a pretty
exactly.
big event for the country, is A, because he's not capable of doing such events without in the inevitable problems, and B, he just doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to kind of toe the line. I mean, he's just not doing the job. So in Alaska, it's about as far away as you can get from the border crisis. And in New York, guess what? There are a lot of people who might turn out, including myself, to say, hey, you know, where's the border enforcement? What are you doing about the migrants that are ruining
exactly.
our city? He can't.
I was going to say
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you get close to him, you know, trying to get around all the homelessness and the, you know, the migrants there in the city. And, you know, Mayor Adams, you know, losing his skull over the reality of, you know, here you tout your sanctuary city, and now you really are one. And wow, there's pain all over the place. But, you know, getting back to the pain of everyday Americans, I know we've been saying for a while that we're bordering a recession, but that doesn't mean that there are parts of the country and people in the country that are already realizing, a recession-type experience, are they not?
Oh, well, no question about it. I mean, look, a lot of people are struggling to make ends meet. We know that very few Americans have what it takes to cover an unexpected emergency of $400 or $500. I think, Bill, what's happened coming out of COVID, the enormously generous benefits from the government kept everybody spending at a rate that they're very reluctant to let go. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And now we're kind of back to a normal environment. Some of those benefits are going away, and people are racking up credit card debt instead to keep their spending at a high level.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And that's not going to work. At some point,
over $1 trillion.
Economy.
Over $1 trillion now in credit card debt, to your point, Liz. I mean, you know, and you would think, of course, it's, you know, and I get it. Some people say, well, Bill, you know, you're kind of looking in the rearview mirror here, and it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. But no, we've got enough history to know what was going to happen, that the economy was going to come back, and to recklessly spend, you know, the kind of money that we did. There wasn't anything safe for a rainy day. There wasn't anything, you know, considered in terms of a forecast. I mean, what kind of business does that kind of work, Liz? You know, that makes those kind of financial decisions. Go ahead.
You're completely right. I mean, let's imagine for a moment. By the way, I want to make one comment about the jobs number this morning. It also was the case that unemployment went up to 3.8% from 3.5% last month.
Right.
And the labor participation rate went up. There are more people actually trying to find work, which is a very good thing, Bill.
Mm.
But I would tell you, it may also be the result of the ending of the student loan hiatus. Again, a COVID-inspired kind of relief for people out there who were trying to pay off student loans, and all of a sudden they were given this tremendous holiday, which has gone on for, 2.5 years?
Exactly.
Now, as of today, mm-hmm. Friday, they have to start paying the interest on that debt again. And I suspect that that's one of the reasons we've seen more people come into the workforce. All those things, the expanded SNAP payments, the extended unemployment payments that thankfully are gone now, I understand that people needed them at the time, but the mm-hmm. government, the Biden administration, kept them going way past their realistic expiration date because it bought voters. And the whole thing.
That's what I was saying. Exactly.
Excuse me.
That's what I was going to say, Liz, is that it did. It was a manipulation to buy voters, get to the midterm, and, now how does the voter feel? Because this was manipulative. And I think that, we're seeing the reality. I mean, on the street, Liz, you know, black Americans they're incensed right now. It's like all of a sudden their eyes opened up to what the Democratic Party, what the Biden administration, others have done to them. And they are moving in huge numbers. And this is panicking the DNC. The Biden campaign, even how skeletal it is, thinking, whoa, you know, if we lose, this sector of the electorate, we're going to have serious trouble here.
Well, and guess what black Americans don't like? They don't like the fact that 6 million people have entered our country illegally, the vast mm-hmm. majority of which have stayed here. Basically going to be competing for the low-end jobs that a lot of black Americans also take. That's competition, which drives wages down. We have millions of people in this country who have not gotten work permits because they're not allowed to yet. And what do you think they're doing? They're taking jobs illegally off the books, driving cash wages down across the field. That is a reality. And in New York, where we have tens of thousands of migrants now living on the streets and so forth, after dark, they start going around knocking on doors, asking if there's any work available. I don't blame them. They need to provide mm-hmm. for their families. They're desperate to get out of this horrible situation that they are now in. But the reality is the jobs I mean, I recently tried to hire a new housekeeper, and first of all, finding someone on who is willing to be on the books was almost impossible, but that's the only way I do it.
Yes,
there are a lot of people putting their hands up who are not here legally, and I really feel bad for the people who are here legally. They can't get work right now because they're getting crowded out.
Yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from Liz after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and former Wall Street analyst. Liz, you know, I mentioned earlier that Joe Biden can't seem to get out of his way, whether it's, you know, the embarrassing display of his presidency in Maui,
again, here we are at the two-year anniversary, and you've got these Gold Star parents that are just heartbroken. And they're saying, look at, you know, this president hasn't even acknowledged the names of my children, of my child that died unnecessarily during that Afghan exit. And you know, and the thing is that Afghan exit and the pictures that it left in mind, you know, kind of like 9/11, speaking of which, will forever be associated with this president. You know, people falling off of planes, you know, 13 of our service members murdered. And especially when you have an eyewitness, you have a sniper saying, I had the guy in my crosshairs and they would not let me take him out.
I don't understand that. Has there ever been an explanation given by the Department of Defense for that decision?
No, yeah. None whatsoever.
I think as insulting as anything else, is the assertion by this government that it all went very well. And you know, I think actually that was, polling shows that was the beginning of the end of Joe Biden's popularity and his presidency, because it was such a blatant lie. It was literally the moment that the Biden White House said to the American people, don't believe your own eyes, don't believe what you're seeing on the news. We're here to tell you that, you know, we did a great job. And I got to tell you, I think nothing has been more offensive than that. Although I was reading this morning on Twitter, Karine Jean-Pierre saying to the press corps, this president has done more to secure our border than any president ever. And I just have to ask you, how does someone stand in front of journalists? And I say journalists with air quotes, because most of them really aren't. Most of them are simply willing to repeat Democrat talking points and not challenge this administration. How do you say something like that when clearly it has been chaos, where hundreds, by the way, of migrants have died because there is no closing of our border. There's no rules and regulations. So people are trying to swim across, come across at the courtesy of armed gangs who basically are making a fortune off the only people really getting rich during the Joe Biden administration, green activist-related investment groups and cartels in Mexico. And that literally is the truth.
Well, and the thing is that they're failing to see is, Liz, is the infrastructure that the cartels have been able to establish inside of this country. All but eight states, according to one map that I saw on Fox News here, I think last month, where they were showing the tentacles of the cartels in the interior of the United States.
Yeah. Think about that. Yeah. I mean, actually, there have been reports, as you well know, of crimes committed by these people who have just come into the country illegally. No one seems very concerned about it. The governor of California certainly isn't very concerned, even though a lot of these people end up there. That's the biggest population of illegals in the country. And he thinks that's just great. Well, guess what? What we're finding in New York is that people are not happy about this because this was inevitably going to be the moment that the country responded. It's expensive, Bill. We're putting up in New York, 70,000 or whatever it is now, people were paying for food, medical care, housing, education, et cetera. For all these people, they're not paying taxes. They are contributing nothing. So the taxpayers of New York, who already pay amongst the second highest, I think, taxes in the country, are now going to see another tax hike to pay for these people. And it's astonishing that the governor of New York recently went to the White House 3 hours. She couldn't, Joe Biden didn't have time to meet with her because, you know, the explanation was he has a very full plate. He had, I think, nothing on his plate that day other than a get together with Bernie Sanders. Yeah. And he completely stiffed. Can you imagine the governor of New York, arguably the most important state in the country other than California, was not even given airtime with the president. Instead, she saw his chief of staff, who spent 3 hours with her and delivered nothing.
Right. Yeah, well, he doesn't care, Liz. See, this is, and I don't know why people are surprised. I don't know ever in the history of Joe Biden, 50 years, even when he was most lucid, you could tell that he was a phony. He wasn't legit. He really doesn't have a heart. He can't even, acknowledge his seventh grandchild until he's, forced to do so. And at every turn, here we are on the eve of, 9/11 again this year to memorialize that fateful day. He's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, as you mentioned, the border, we've had over 100 known terrorists come into the country, and it only took 19 to do the damage of 9/11. And Joe Biden and KJP want to assure us that all is well at the border, that it's most secure than it's ever been.
It's an extraordinary claim, isn't it? And by
it really
the way, those are the terrorists we know because they've been caught. The so-called getaways now run into the millions. Who do you think takes more pains to evade capture? Your average migrant family delivered via the cartel who thinks everything's going to turn out well, or a terrorist who's actually intent on doing harm to this country and who knows that if they show up someplace, they might actually be put in jail, although I don't think we put anyone who's threatening us in jail, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, the getaways contain many more problematic
people,
in addition to the fact that tens of thousands of Chinese are coming into our country.
I was just going to bring that up to point, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So do we feel good about that? Because that's a country that is very capable of sending spies and other people who mean to harm the United States into our country. It is really unconscionable. I think Joe Biden is corrupt as can be. I think he could be impeached on the border issue alone. I really do. It's an abdication of responsibility.
Number one job of the president, national security.
He's safe.
He's MIA, no doubt about it. And the thing is, you bring up, the communist Chinese, the numbers that are coming in, and the State Department knows where they're staging. Before they even get to the southern, they know where they're coming together. They meet up, and then they, come to the border with help of the cartels. And the other thing that to need to consider here, because people do that which they get rewarded for, there is a premium for the CCP agents who are coming across the border. The Chinese government is paying extra to the cartels to get them in, just like these other terrorists that are coming in. They come with a special price tag. They've got people who are sending them into this country, and they're more than willing to pay a premium per head to get these terrorists in. So what do you think the cartels are going to do? I mean, they're going to do everything they can
to get them in.
And to get those big, and get them in.
Yeah.
Right?
I wish the RNC, I wish the Republican Party would organize a march in New York over the 9/11 period. Protesting our open border, not even protesting just what's happening in New York, but just the open border. Why isn't it that conservatives, that Republicans, that people who care about the country's security don't also have the right to gather on the Washington Mall and make our anger known? I think it would be a very refreshing outlet, frankly, for the hundreds of thousands of people in this country who are really furious about what's going on. Right.
Well, they've got to do something, Liz, and you got to get united to the cause, regardless of what they did to the J6ers. We understand that. But that's the parameter. You got to know that if you're going to do it peacefully. You do it the way even the Tea Party did, right? When they would go they would rally, they would leave the place that they, they assembled at cleaner and better than when they found it, right?
Yeah. But
so with that same attitude, go ahead. We got 30 seconds. I'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah. We need to have that kind of public expression of disgust and anger with this president. And yes, obviously peaceful. But you know what? I would do it in a heartbeat. If someone says, we're going to march in Washington to protest this open border, I would be there. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm right with you. Liz Pink, Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst. Thank you, Liz. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee announced that presidential candidate Donald Trump's trial in Fulton County, Georgia, will be televised. Trump's alleged election interference trial will be live-streamed on YouTube. McAfee wrote in a court order yesterday that using cell phone and laptops will not disrupt the administration of justice. Georgia law considers cameras inside the courtroom central to transparency. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell freezing up in the middle of public appearances as two doctors making visual assessments as to why this is happening. Dr. Mark Siegel, a physician affiliated with New York University, suggested that the Republican senator was suffering from Parkinson's disease. Neurosurgeon Dr. Sanjay Gupta had a similar theory for McConnell's difficulties on CNN.
Someone who has a Parkinsonian-like condition, for example, whose medications are wearing off.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest is the author of Divided We Stand, but you might say not too good, really. Former Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis joins us now. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good to be with you, Bill.
Well, it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk, but, it's always good to hear your voice and to have your insight, especially at a time for such as this, Robert, because here it is, the president is really, number one, evading the most important job that he has as president, and that is to secure we the people. Our national security is compromised at every turn. His representation as president, as the chief executive officer, the commander in chief, whether it's in Maui, Hawaii, whether it is with the Gold Star families and how he's misrepresenting the Afghan exit, which will always be associated with this president. And when you go back, this was the beginning of the end of the Joe Biden administration, in my humble opinion. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. The Gold Star families have really, testified to the bankruptcy of the Biden administration given their Afghan withdrawal. And I'd argue that it was that Afghan withdrawal that gave the courage to the likes of Vladimir Putin to invade, Ukraine as well. And now more than 100,000 lives have been lost, and, there's a war on the ground that's going to continue. And, of course, it's emboldened the Chinese that not only breach our airspace, but test us at every corner, whether in the Bering Straits or in South America, and, of course, infiltrate people through our southern border. So, yes, it's not only a failure, it's a significant, dramatic national security failure that could potentially bring great harm to this nation.
Why are we surprised? I mean, look it, we were led to believe from 51, top intelligence, operatives, that the Hunter laptop was, Russian disinformation. It's been these intelligence officers who also said that in all the years of Joe Biden's experience, even though he was, selected by Barack Obama because of his national security chops, they kind of laughingly stated that he's never, in all his years of experience, never got anything right when it comes to national security. And now here he is as the commander in chief, and he just absolutely obliterates in the worst way imaginable, Robert. I mean, a fifth grader would not have exited Afghanistan in the manner in which this president did. And a fifth grader would not leave our southern border wide open to over 100 documented terrorists, especially, not that many weeks away from 9/11, when it only took 19 to do the damage that they did. And Joe Biden has soldered the gates open in some of the areas so that they cannot even close the gates. He's soldered them open, and yet his administration insists that he's doing such a great job.
Yeah, well, they lie, of course. We all know that. He's a puppet of those that are manipulating him behind the scenes, likely Barack Obama and a few other leftists that are pulling his strings.
I think it has to go higher than that, Robert. I really do. I think the deep state, and it's more and more as we're starting to understand, and I think we can appreciate Donald Trump's insight, because nobody talked about the deep state before. And I was talking with a couple of experts, and they said, because I said I insist that the deep state is the fourth branch of government. And he said, no, actually, he goes, there's actually six branches of government. I said, okay, break it down for me. He goes, well, you've got, and the other three come out of the deep state. You have the administrative state within the deep state. You've got the FBI and the Justice Department as another element. And then you have the NGOs. So those are the other three branches within the deep state. And so my question to him, Robert, and he's a guy that knows, because he's there in the beltway and he sees the underbelly. I says, like any organization, as you know, Robert, somebody's got to be in charge. Who is at the top of the deep state? Who is the one that is really the serious lever puller? And I don't think it's Barack Obama. He could very well be part and parcel. I agree with you. But I don't think that he's, he's number one of the deep state.
Yeah, I have over 50 years in this area, so I've written a book, The Deeper State, because of the spiritual dimension on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And President Trump sent me a personal note about that book, and he praised it as very insightful. Yeah, I understand the deep state probably better than even some of the authors other than myself out there, because I've lived it inside, and I continue, and I can't go into detail, but I continue to be inside the organizations of the federal government. So, yes, you're right in terms of the administrative state. I know how that works in spades. Yes, the certain elements of our security and law enforcement community, and you pointed out the 51 former personnel that signed the letter for Mr. Biden saying there's nothing, the Russian collusion. Those they spend, everybody spends in Washington. You just have to be able to sort out what's spin and what's part truth and what is the truth. And and that's why, when I write about divided, when I write about the Russian-Chinese alliance against the West, when I write about the kings of the East and what the Chinese are doing through the media, through the elite capture, through all these other mechanisms, it's based upon personal experience, which dates back many, many decades for not only me, but some of the family members and some of the people that I can't even talk about that are inside the so-called deep state. So, yes, it's real. Yeah. It's something of great concern. It's, quite frankly, I'm very concerned about what it's doing to our armed forces, much less to our security mechanisms, the FBI and the like. And I know people that are in all these organizations, and they, for the most part, feel very, very violated by some of the political shenanigans that take place. And the last one, the NGO community, little do most people understand, and I go into it in a number of my books, how the NGO community influences not only the people on the Hill, but also inside the federal government and the roles they play.
Yeah. Robert, how can we get this country back on track if there is an element that is higher yet than the three branches of government that most people think should be in control of our government based on our Constitution, and we have such a powerful force as the deep state that is beyond accountability?
Well, there are a number of things. You know, of course, we began with the 51 signers of the Constitution, with people that actually understood that, you know, it was the they're governed. We should be governed by the consent of the people. We aren't right now. We're governed by, you know, politicians in Washington and their dictates through regulations and laws and the like. And then, of course, I think we need to have more pluralism, which we don't have right now. The two main parties aren't doing all that well, quite frankly. And then there's this whole spiritual issue that some people dismiss. And I go into great details into how it actually has influence. And I have very personal experience in Washington in this regard. I've seen, you know, the marks of very, very demonic things taking place within the powers of government, to include the White House and the Congress. And only people that have a similar background can quite appreciate how dark this place can often be. And the likes of the corrupt Biden family and how that gets into power and how it sustains itself is something that those of us that have seen this really come to understand and unfortunately fear for the United States in the future.
Well, if you don't mind, Robert, I'd like to do a little deeper dive regarding this dark cloud and this spiritual battle that's taking place, because this is real, and we report on this here on this radio show as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads from a biblical worldview. Jonathan Cahn's book, Return of the Gods, has opened people's eyes, as if we need our eyes more open, when all it takes is you look out and see what's happening in the street. Our kids are being chemically castrated. We've got men dressing up as women, you know, trying to sexually groom them. I mean, we are at such perverted lows in our culture today that it is alarming, no doubt. Robert McGinnis is with us, and he will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
Ugh.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments.
Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Great to have you with us on this Friday morning. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with former Army Lieutenant Colonel and author of the book, Divided We Stand. Robert McGinnis is with us. Robert, let's talk about the book first, Divided We Stand, The Globalist Scheme for a One World Government. For those of us who understand where the world is heading, going toward a one world government should be no surprise, right?
Absolutely. We're in a cultural revolution, Bill, and we have been for a number of years, and it's only accelerated under the likes of Mr. Biden. The purpose of a cultural revolution is the redefinition of an entire society. You know, I personally saw that in the early 70s. I visited southern China during their cultural revolution. Of course, the French had a cultural revolution in the late 1700s, which radically transformed that culture. And then, of course, the Russians did under Vladimir Lenin. You know, they took over in 1917 and then used all the implements of government to transform society into what became the Soviet state. So division, though, historically, all the way back to Genesis 3, has been the primary tool of a cultural revolution. They divide people along race, gender, religion, economic issues, and the like. And really, that's what I explore in here. Mm-hmm. And of course, you laid out many of those things that a cultural revolution has done under the Biden administration, and the list is pretty sad. But we have seen the division just ramp up to a point that it has really got this nation torn apart. Not that different, quite frankly, than in 1860 when the Democrats and the Republicans basically went to fisticuffs over the issue of slavery, and it just tore the nation apart, literally resulting in 630,000 dead. I hope we don't go there, but quite frankly, there are a lot of people that are very angry this day.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing that some people may be deluded in thinking, Robert, is that because there is a resistance and you do have a number of common sense people, I would dare say the silent majority
looks at this and they can see quite clearly. But, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is the same kind of model, just like you said, whatever happened in Russia, whatever happened in France. You did have those people that saw the clear writing on the wall. But, they chose to really not to take this thing seriously. And by the time they decided to take it seriously, it was too late. And maybe this is where we're heading because, we're following a model of empires and nations before us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned Ecclesiastes and King Solomon, nothing new under the sun. And then King Nebuchadnezzar, the writing on the wall there by the prophet Daniel. You know, the reality is that this is as much spiritual as it is anything else. And I alluded to in the first segment, Bill, that, you know, I know the dark side. My mother was the personal assistant to Gene Dixon, the psychic that went in and out of the White House under Roosevelt and others over many years. I stayed in one of her homes when I was a cadet at West Point. I have been involved inside the NGO world in Washington, D.C. as the vice president of policy for the Family Research Council. I've been appointed to a position by Trent Lott down there in what was Trent from? Louisiana, Mississippi. I've been in and out of the White House. I've been manipulated by past administrations to send out a story that I write about in Divided We Stand about how we went to war in Iraq for all the wrong reasons and because we were being manipulated by the likes of Dick Cheney and even George W. Bush. They lied to us. And I had proof of it. I was inside, recruited by Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, and because I was a Fox News analyst, I had great leverage in the public's eye on these issues. I write about that in this book and how divided we became as a direct result and manipulated. So I was one of the authors of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the Pentagon. They almost took me away because I was doing things that the Clinton administration didn't like. So, since 72, I have been inside the belly of the beast, and I still reside there. And the only way I continue to be there is because God allows that.
Amen. Yeah. And you referred to the dark side, that there is this demonic aspect that's within our government. Break that down as best you can, all things considered, Robert, because, again, we tell people all the time, this is a spiritual battle that we're in, but sometimes it's very difficult for people to really understand that the demonic is well entrenched, that their eyes are not lying to them. What they're seeing happening in our government, the cold-heartedness of a president who can't seem to acknowledge 13 of our servicemen who were murdered for all intent and purposes there in Afghanistan, the destruction that happened in Maui, and he is so cold-hearted and not so empathetic. It is amazing that here we are following the leader of this commander-in-chief.
It is demonic. I was in an airport a couple of years ago here in Washington. Someone knew that I had been outspoken about the darkness, that dark cloud over Washington, and they confirmed that. They now understand what I was talking about. I have had people that are self-avowed witches come up and tell me that, they know who I am. Jesus Christ lives in my life.
Right.
They also, whether or not, it's through some of these radical agendas, and I've been on, international broadcasts and listened to the other side that I'm debating, and they warn the host that I'm a radical evangelical. Well, that's true. They also understand that, when we look at what's going on inside the federal government, I've been in classified meetings where NGOs that if I called out, which I won't here, if I called them out, you'd know precisely how dark they are. And yet they are having influence inside our administrations. And this isn't this administration necessarily, but there are plenty of them here. Because the network that I travel in are people that are deep inside our federal government. And so they tell me things that they personally experience or I experience. And there's no question in my mind about the darkness of what mm-hmm. Washington's all about. And, of course, you know, the likes of the Russians and their KGB or FSB, the likes of the Chinese and their spy networks, which are very extensive, they are manipulating and using, you know, the people that are malleable within our mm-hmm. federal government to not only spy but also turn their backs and become evil, downright evil in their own ways in which they betray the United States. So, yeah, there's a lot of that. And I think to a certain degree that's why Mr. Trump, you know, sent me that personal note saying he understands, you know, when I say the deeper state, it's not just the administrative state, it's
yes.
the spiritual issue here.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, people need to understand, is these demonic-controlled individuals who, you know, can talk to you, and they probably talk to you a little bit, maybe to, you know, I don't know, hope for some exoneration or something. I don't understand, but they probably, you know, here they are. They're surrendered to the dark side, are they not?
Absolutely. I have an entire chapter, Satan's Work Among the Vulnerable and Powerful. You know, if you really have any contact with these people, and I have, you begin, you know, their eyes are not shining red necessarily, but their words and their agendas are, and it's
right.
frightening. I don't like to do some of the things that I have to do in the course of, you know, talking about this, but God has allowed, certainly in my case, the opportunity to speak out, and I get castigated by the leftist press for being not only a Christian, but for being outspoken on issues that are very dark and trying to take over the country that I love. And so I get accused of being a traitor to, you know, this country. No, I'm not a traitor, not any more than George Washington or Abraham Lincoln were.
Exactly.
But I'm calling out the facts on the ground and what I see and also what my spirit tells me is the truth.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Robert, where we are right now, the truth is an offense in our culture today because it wants to see things according to their own eyes. They want to be self-justified and the truth. And this is what scares them so much about Donald Trump. Not that he's a perfect man. I don't think God has assigned him to be the Messiah. Nothing like that. But he brings a lot of truth and narrative, to the public square, and so often, you know, where they malign Donald Trump. I mean, they spent 4 years where, you know, according to MRC, 95% of what was reported on was purposely negative. They were afraid of Donald Trump. They needed to do everything they could stamp him down because when the truth comes out and the light of truth shines on them, I mean, they're like cockroaches. You know, they've got to scramble, and they're well entrenched right now, no doubt. We got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize, again, Divided We Stand, which has just been released, the globalist scheme for a one-world government, and how people can get their hands on your book, Robert.
Yeah, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other good places. We need to understand that truth does matter. And yeah, the message of Jesus Christ is very clear. I've traveled in most of the world, and it's a very uncomfortable place, but everywhere I meet Christians, they want the United States and the Christians here in this country to continue to proclaim the truth. And they want to see that from our government. Unfortunately, it's gone south at this point, and we no longer are the beacon on the hill as we once were, but we need to return to that as soon as we can.
Yeah, they're looking for that light, and you can't blame them. He's the former Army Lieutenant Colonel and author of Divided We Stand. Robert McGinnis has been our guest. Colonel, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed.
Thanks, Bill.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen